Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What they're called. Anyway, back to America. You've been to the movies? What have you seen?
Well, I saw Uncharted this week, and that, you know, is a big movie for Sony. It's something they have, like, it's something they really want to be successful because, you know, it's weird. You know, like, Marvel starts their movie with the big Marvel, you know, kind of title logo that comes up that has all the clips and everything else. You know, it's weird to see this movie because all of a sudden they have their own montage, and it's, you know, God of War, you know, Ratchet and Clank, you know, all these different characters from the Sony universe. And this character, you know, Drake, comes from the, you know, the Sony universe and their games with the Uncharted games. Now, I will tell you, I have never played the Uncharted games, but I've seen my kids play them. And it's basically like a modern day treasure hunt, Indiana Jones type game. You know, it's very popular series. I mean, really popular series. And from what I've been told by people who are big fans of the game, if something was going to translate from a video game to the big screen and be successful, this is one that had potential because it is like kind of a national treasure type, you know, finding the treasure and, you know, following the clues and everything else. And Tom Holland's in it. Mark Wahlberg's in it. I mean, there's definitely star power in this movie. I think my problem with it is it's just kind of average the whole way through, Johnny. It's not really remarkable. It's not a bad movie. And I'll be honest with you, Tom Holland does everything he can to make it better. I know there's some people that kind of rag Tom Holland because outside of the Spider-Man movies, he really hasn't had a lot of success in terms of box office or carrying films. I think he's been in films that were good. I think he's been in films that were really bad, like Chaos Walking. But I think that, you know, Sony had the faith in him from Spider-Man to put him in this role and see what can happen. And like I said, he tries his best, but it just doesn't do anything special, I think. It's kind of like a cross between Raiders of the Lost Ark and Goonies, but just kind of done to a lesser extent, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and the thing about him, too, and I mean, I guess it's not a bad thing when you're known as Spider-Man. I think he's just always going to be Spider-Man to people, and it's going to kind of throw off, you know. And I always like to go back and reference Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds, right? So that poor kid, right? He tried to go on and make other movies. I remember he was in Space Camp, and I'm like, hey, look, Space Camp's got a gay astronaut. He ain't gay. He was gay in a movie. You know, I'm looking for the flimsy javelin the whole time I'm watching Space Camp. And I just think with Holland, he's going to be Spider-Man no matter what. So it's hard to believe him in another role. Am I wrong about that?
No, and I think other actors have dealt with it. I mean, I think another prime example would be Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker.
Yes!
I mean, he was just so attached to it. There wasn't anything to do about it. Now, he did a lot of great voice acting work and still does it. I voiced the Joker in Batman the Animated Series from the 90s and has, you know, done that over the years. But obviously he's gotten a resurgence with the Star Wars movie coming back and even with The Mandalorian. But, yeah, I think in a way he kind of just had to embrace it after a while. But a lot of people are like that. I mean, I joke around with Danny Wood off the Hollywood. I looked right at him and I said, good luck, man, but just don't be Booger.
Yeah,
Curtis Armstrong
exactly.
Will always be Booger from Revenge of the Nerds, you know? And he had a chance because Kenny Powers, it's like, okay, you're Kenny Powers. That's why I was so glad the Gemstones and Vice Principals were successful. All right, buddy, there you go. You're not Booger.
Yeah, he's Jesse Gemstone now, man. He is a badass. I love the Gemstones, and I don't want to get too far off the Uncharted track or get, you know. But it's the best show on television.
Yeah, I think so. And that's the thing. What we don't have at the movies right now, we're definitely getting some great stuff in terms of television. I think The Righteous Gemstones are a great show. I think Peacemaker is awesome, and that got renewed for season two. John Cena really seems to be enjoying this role and having a good time with it, and is actually really good in it, too. I mean, that's the other thing I've said about Peacemaker is that show wouldn't be as good as it is without Cena. And, I mean, that's a credit to him, how far he's come as an actor. I think it's a good thing. But, yeah, and, I mean, there's Dog out this weekend, too, with Channing Tatum. I just think we're kind of still in that dead zone, too. It's going to get interesting here in a couple weeks. when the Batman opens up, and I will see that at some point over the next couple of weeks. I have a date to see it. So that's nice. Going to be a big movie, I think, too. We're going to get it the 1st of March. But as far as Uncharted goes, I think we're going to kind of see some receipts at the box office that aren't that great in the long run, considering how much this, you know, film cost. And, I mean, I don't know, John. It's just going to go back to what everyone says, that they can't make a good video game movie. And they have a point. I mean, you really can't pick out any good ones. I've joked around and said Detective Pikachu was based on a video game, so maybe that, but even that's not saying much. Maybe the last Mortal Kombat that came out, you know, was, you know, it had its moments, but for whatever reason, these video games just do not translate. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you think there's one out there that could work? I mean, people talk about doing an old school game, but I think, you know, in ways that could be harder, but at the same time, much like, you know, the Cobra Kai with Karate Kid, if there isn't that much subject material, you know, to have expectations on, you can kind of build out your own little universe, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think the only video game that could really maybe have a shot right now is if they did a Call of Duty video game and just made it like a badass military game and kind of, you know, played into some of the maps from, you know, the different, I don't know, whether it's 9 or 10 different versions of Call of Duty now. Going back to the original Xbox, Call of Duty 4, like the one that you could really play online with people, and kind of blew up that whole first person shooter online experience thing. That and Halo. I mean, the Halo movie, I guess, or is it a series or a movie? Halo.
Halo's going to be a series on Paramount Plus, and maybe right. The long form is kind of the way things could work. Now Netflix is going to do a BioShock movie. That's another one that I've heard people say, hey, maybe that one could work too. You know, and it's interesting you brought up Call of Duty. I'm glad you did. You know, The Rock says that he has like a secret project that he's working on, and it's based off a video game. It's something he's played over the years. And, I mean, people were throwing out, you know, some retro games, Galaga, and just crazy stuff, you know, Pitfall. But I said I wouldn't be surprised if it's Call of Duty. You know, I'm surprised no one's taken a run at it just because that entity and that property is so big, you would think someone would maybe try to capitalize on that.
I mean, you got to think all the people that play it are going to see it. And then other people that don't really play it regularly are going to be intrigued by it. Like, I'm a very, very casual. I play it a few times a year. Like, I have, you know, the last one I bought was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. It was actually a present, and I played a little bit. It's just gotten to the point where I'm not good enough anymore because I have middle-aged reflexes. You got kids out there, you know, quick-scoping you, and, I'm hiding behind stairwells crying, trying to stab somebody in the knee. It's not a fun way to play a video game. But I would be intrigued to watch a video or a movie version of it, mainly because I just like movies based on that kind of action anyway.
What if they did, like, sequels with the zombies? I mean, that's really a possibility.
Yes,
I mean, that's what everyone loved on the Call of Duty is the zombie levels. Johnny, what would you think about, as a television series told in the long form, The Legend of Zelda?
Yeah. I mean, now, you know, not a cartoon. You mean, like, real live action?
Live action. I think the only thing that may hurt is Amazon's about to do a Lord of the Rings. And that, and it's always going to get a comparison to Lord of the Rings. Hell, maybe even now The Witcher. You know what, Johnny? That's another one people maybe we should talk about. I get frustrated with The Witcher on Netflix, you know, because I sometimes think it just drags, but I'll keep watching it. But when it comes to, like, successful stuff, I mean, I would probably say The Witcher has to be in there as well at this point because it is a pretty big show for Netflix. But The Legend of Zelda is another huge property that hasn't gone away. Those games are still really big. It crosses generations to guys like you. But still, kids today are still playing, you know, the Zelda games. And I don't think you could cram it all into one movie. I think that would be a big mistake. But if you did a limited series or did, you know, some, you know, one, you know, seasons about maybe different versions of that game, I think there's possibility just with nostalgia where people would be interested. And listen, there are some good movies that involve video game stuff. I mean, I think The Last Starfighter is a cool movie. Wreck-It Ralph is great. Ready Player One is a lot of fun. But that's all taking, you know, the video game concept or video game characters and making an original story. It's not something based off the video games.
Free Guy, I thought Free Guy was probably the last one, too, where it was like it was about the gaming world. But I thought the movie, the concept was good because it was relatable to people that game. But then it was also entertaining for old farts like me that, you know, aren't wearing a headset and gaming all day long. But, it had all these... you know, these cameos, people popping in and out, really cool ones. And then for people that are gamers, it had actual gamers in the movie, you know, famous gamers. So I thought it was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they did a really good job with it as well. You know, and I mean, like I said, that was basically Fortnite, what we were seeing in a lot of ways, with parachuting in and everything else in the maps. But yeah, it just seems to be tough, and it just doesn't seem to work for a lot of things. I mean, there's so many bad ones. Like, listen, Resident Evil's another one that should be very easy to adapt. I mean, it's just zombies, you know?
Yeah.
But even all those movies just aren't that good, and they don't even have fun going over the top. That's what I've said, that they should be campy and over the top. That's what would make it fun. But they always take themselves too serious at times, and that's what I think doesn't make the Resident Evil movies that great. And listen, when people say, oh, it can't be done, these aren't video game movies, Johnny, but I'm going to throw out like two examples of taking like something that shouldn't work and making it into a really cool experience. One would be Clue from the 1980s, where if you saw it in different theaters, there were three different endings to that movie. So it was just like you were playing it. So if you went to one theater, you could see one ending. But if you went somewhere else, you may see a different ending. And the other big one, Johnny, we've talked about this over the years. Dude, the Lego movie is awesome. And that is Lego toys. And that movie is awesome. So you can't say you can't, you know, we just can't do it. It just doesn't work when there's two properties out there like that. Hell, I'll even tell you right now, Battleship gets a bad rap because it's just Battleship and people think it's silly. Have you ever watched Battleship? Battleship's not a bad movie for what it is. It's not.
Yeah,
it's not a bad movie for what it is. Yeah. So, but I mean, that's board games, you know, they're doing stuff off of. So I still think there's some of these video games where you could take a run at. Hell, what about Metroid? I mean, that's another one that's a lot like Anion Flux or anything.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouthwatering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.